Hey man, I just love that, you know, he laid it on Ted's heart to speak about the children, amen, because yeah. They are so important, amen, that they, you know, get the basics of what they're going to expand to be in their life. You know, if you get church in your life when you are a child, it can help you in everything you do in life. Amen. Because you'll know where your blessings are come from. You'll know that it takes an extraordinary power to get you to where you're going. Amen. So I can't say enough about the children. Amen. And saying that, knowing that, you know, us older people, we know that you get to, you know, when I was little, I used to think I was going to live forever. I did. I thought I was going to live forever. But as I got older, I can see that I'm not going to live forever. You know, and I want to leave something here to make this world better than when I came. I don't know if you understand me, but I want to leave this world better than it was when I came.
Yeah.
And if that's teaching my children and my grandchildren about respect, honor, and obeying the Lord, that's what I can do. Amen. I may not hit the lottery. I may not have the material things to leave to make them more comfortable in the world today with material things, but if I can just leave them with the thought that all they need in their life is Jesus, and if you have Jesus, he'll get you through times that money can't. He will answer your every prayer. All you have to do is trust and believe in him. Amen. It's just a quick thing that I want to bring your attention to. It's a familiar scripture with everybody. We're going to start out with Acts 2 and 38. Amen. It's just a familiar scripture that defines what we are all about. Amen. We haven't gotten to Christmas yet, but you know, when people give you a gift, you always say thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You want them to know that you appreciate their gifts. Amen. So in saying that, the greatest gift that we can have is the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. The gift of the Holy Ghost is just so important in our lives. And the fact that it don't cost you nothing. Mm-hmm. It don't cost you anything. So the highest of the highs, the King of Kings, the lowest of the lowest, the pauper, the homeless, the people who don't have, can also receive this gift. It's no particular person. Is free to everyone that wants it. Mm-hmm. Acts 2 and 38 says, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ,
amen,
for the remission of sin. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. I want to go a little bit farther on 39.
Yeah.
It's not only a gift, but it's a promise. He said, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Those are the verses that I just want to leave you with today and encouraging you to accept the gift that the Lord is giving to you.
Man.
Encourage and teach your children that they have a gift that's just waiting for them. I love it because after in 38 telling you what you have to do to receive the gift, it goes on to say it's not only for you, but it's to your children.
Yeah.
And those are, the Lord knew that children would be precious to you. So he said, it's to your children. And it's to those that are far off. Meaning that it's not just in the little old United States.
Yeah.
It's in the darkest reaches of Africa. It's in the jungles of Peru. It's in the ice cold North Pole. The farthest reaches of the world. This gift is free to anybody. All you have to do is accept it. You know, if somebody came up to you and offered you $1 million.
Man.
I don't think any of us in here would say no.
Man.
But see, if somebody offers you $1 million, they gonna have some stipulations.
Amen.
What else is there behind it?
Yeah.
Behind that, it's gonna be a catch.
Something
to it's gonna be a catch.
Hook to it. Connection. Hook to it.
Yeah. But see, there ain't no catch to this. The only catch to this is eternal life.
Amen.
The only catch to this is going to another place, which is the home of Jesus. And not only that, is spending eternity with him.
Man.
People don't understand eternity. People only understand from birth to death. That's all humans can fathom. Birth to death. Little while. We might even go farther and say centuries. But none of us will live to be as long as Methuselah.
Man.
He didn't even make it one day in God's sight.
Oh man.
900 and some years old. Still didn't make it one day in God's sight.
Amen.
So this gift will entitle us to eternity with Jesus in heaven.
Amen.
And you already know what heaven is like. It's a beautiful place.
Amen.
Streets are paved with gold.
Amen.
Pearly gates.
Amen.
Mansions.
Man.
Yeah.
Amen. So I just want to encourage you today to accept the gift, which is free
Amen.
To all that accept it.
Man.
Amen. All right. And you know, in saying that, William, I really I'm thankful that you are continuing to come to church because you have a platform. Of reaching your the way about you, just your countenance, your ability to talk to people. Amen. You have that platform of being able to go out to where the people are.
Yeah.
You know, the homeless people, the people that are down and out. I've seen you talk to people. I've seen you and I just want to encourage you to keep on using that. Encourage them to come to the Lord.
Yes.
Encourage them to come to church. Amen. Keep on using that gift. Because the Bible says if you don't use your gift, if you don't use your platform, mm-hmm. it's just like lifting weights. Once you start lifting weights, if you stop, all that muscle is going to turn to fat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, fat don't do nothing but get in the way and make you tired.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, yeah, use your gift. Amen. Okay. Use your gift. Let us stand. And like I said, we've got plates back there. We're hoping that people come to do it. So, Carrie, you got it in the paper?
They said it was in the paper.
Okay. I didn't get a chance to read it, but hopefully we do our annual Thanksgiving feed for the needy. Amen. And we know that there's a great need in our midst for people to be fed. So we're going to pray over the food and that the Lord bless it, and we're going to see what we can do to help them back there. Amen. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you today, Lord, as humble as you know how. We thank you for your tender mercy, your loving kindness. Lord, we ask you to help us to, during this holiday season, to acknowledge you in all of our ways so that you can direct us of which way to go, because we want to be able to go through this time and this period joyful and come out on the other side a better person. We pray for our country as we go through this transition period.
Yes.
Lord, we ask you to change the minds of our elected ones, the ones that need, that are going to be making decisions for the rest of us. Yes. Lord, we ask you to guide them, to bless them, to lead them in the right directions that they may lead us.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, we ask you to bless this food that we are about to partake, and bless the hands that dutifully labored for it, and bless the hands that prepared it. Lord, just be a blessing all about us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen. Amen.